Get up and get at it, Lincoln. It's the Kix Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Okay, listen up, everybody. Turn up your volumes. Announcement.
Turn the volume way up.
Hey, you want it louder?
No, softer.
A little louder. I want rumble to hear.
Louder
and louder.
Crank it up.
Keep it cranked.
I don't just crank it up.
Crank it up.
Prepare for glory.
It's the Kix Morning Show. JP, Lauren, Husker Nick, prepare for glory.
Good. Yes, I every day. Always. So that's wake up thinking that, right? Yeah.
Today it will be soggy, soggy glory.
They must be thinking about the Nebraska basketball team playing in their Big Ten tournament opener.
Thank you. I like
appreciate
the positivity.
You, voice guy.
And I also think about the fact that I was driving and, wow, there's grass.
I haven't seen grass
in years, it feels like.
No, it was legitimately weird to be able to, like, see the whole road and, like,
right.
On the sides of it, too, the
even
grass
it was rainy,
and the sidewalk.
It's nice
been
to see
a long
grass.
Time.
It was actually pretty gorgeous this morning. It was one of those soft, like, light rains that just nice.
A little bit of
this
fog.
Nice morning.
It's not too terrible to drive.
They're supposed to get 18 inches of snow in the Panhandle. There are places 18 inches of snow. There are blizzard warnings all through, like, the central part of the state.
Is supposed to get today.
So you're saying the world has went back to how it should be.
I guess, yeah.
Because, like, earlier we got, that weekend that we got all that snow, it was, like, 58 degrees in the Panhandle, and we're getting dumped on. It's like, wait a minute, something's weird around here.
Well, we're supposed to get, it's historic storms are what they were saying, like the amount of rain and stuff over the next couple days.
Yeah, I think it's, like, one of the evenings we're getting around 2 inches of rain.
Yeah.
My God.
Wow.
Get ready for everybody's basements to be flooded.
One of my friends last night came home from work, and it was already flooded. And I was like, wait, already? It's supposed to happen tomorrow.
Well, you've had issues with your flooding at your house, Nick, and Rob has too, so.
Yep.
Just be prepared for that. But yeah, 59 today, so not terrible.
No,
it was gonna be super nice. 59. That's what we. It's been like -8 here just 2 weeks ago.
We'll take it.
Of course we will. Yes, that's outstanding.
Yeah, we could see thunderstorms today too.
There was lightning
heavy
last
rain,
night.
Thunder and lightning last night. Yeah, I heard that. That happened. I was asleep, but yeah, I've heard it. We had some thunder and lightning last night. Yeah. We had storms today. So we'll be ready for that. But. Yeah.
We're not doing weather just a little this year. If it's going to rain, it's going to friggin' rain.
That's right. It's going to hold it down.
Sunny in the 50s for St. Patrick's Day weekend, which will be very nice.
Good.
There you go.
Good, good, good. That'll be fun. Jess and I are working on getting a babysitter so we can get out and go have a little fun on St. Patty's Day.
Are you going on Sunday on St. Patty's Day or are you going Saturday? Okay.
It'll be selection. Or no, is that selection Sunday? No, that's the last of the Big Ten tournament. Selection Sunday, I think. Is that the next week?
The following week,
I believe so. We'll just go out on Sunday.
Okay.
It'll be fun.
A lot of people I've heard are like either Friday or Saturday to do their St. Patrick's Day celebrating because Sunday is you have to go to work the next day.
Right.
So
Might as well make it a weekend thing.
You can go out
and
have fun during the day.
That's true. You can go ahead and have
fun. It never
the corned
has stopped me when it's on a Tuesday.
Right. That's very true. Just kind of muddle through the next day.
So I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
We saw Captain Marvel yesterday, which I thought was awesome. Like, I'm not nearly as deeply invested as you are, so I don't have, the critiques of it. It was just fun.
Yeah.
But the one thing, when they have female superheroes, why don't they ever put their hair back before they go into battle?
Well, in the very beginning, she is preparing
for a mission. That would be like, you know how with female soldiers, you always see pictures with their hair back.
Right.
Because why would you, it's like curled and down around your face to go into battle.
Well, then,
it's completely impractical. Get in your mouth. It'll, cover your face, and you have to, use your hands to get it out.
Her hair flames up,
Well, that's not until the end.
Yeah.
When she's just,
But how do you have that cool effect without her hair down?
With the helmet with the hair like that. She did the, at one point.
At one point, there was a helmet with a mohawk.
I mean, she's supposed to have just a mohawk all the time, if it makes you feel any better. She doesn't have long hair.
It would be more practical.
Yeah. Well, and when
it's
you
just
watch,
completely impractical.
When
like
you watch
if you were
Wonder
going
Woman,
into battle, wouldn't you have a scrunchie around your wrist or something?
Well, Wonder Woman fights with her hair down, and all of her fellow Amazon ladies all have their hair pulled back.
Well, that's because Wonder Woman always has wind in her face,
okay.
so that it can blow around her shoulders.
So that's why it doesn't.
If you can count on that wind in battle, then you're all right.
There you go.
That's funny. All right, so there you go. That's your.
It always gets me like
Captain Marvel.
Oh, come on! You put your hair back. Put your hair back. It's in your. Look how it's in your mouth right now.
I like your review of Captain Marvel. That was pretty funny.
Yeah, but it, yes, we really liked it, though.
It was good. You like Goose? Really Goose the Cat's pretty fun?
Yes. I wish I didn't know what was going to happen, the thing coming out of his mouth, but yeah.
It's still pretty cool.
No, so. My kids loved that.
Good deal.
Loved
You're just a few seconds away from this with the J.P. Lorne and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
All right, I think we're getting warmed up with the show. We got your chance to join us for the Millionaires Club. That is coming up today. $448 million on the line. We'll have three tickets for you to be a part of it. That will give you a chance to get to the circus. We've got couples therapy at 720 and more.
It's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Are you stupid or something?
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
Dang it, Aunt Becky. What were you thinking?
I was trying so hard to remember her name.
Lori Loughlin?
I just kept thinking Uncle Jesse's wife. Oh, I couldn't remember her name.
Aunt Becky.
Yeah. I was all day yesterday. Because, by the way, too, man, she. I was thrown aback because I thought the photo of her was one of her, like, when she was in her 20s.
One? Yeah.
She still looks like she did back in the day.
Yeah, she does.
She and John Stamos found the Fountain of Youth there together.
Oh, my God, yes.
God, I don't know what his, between his hair and her cheekbones. It's like, that is just amazing.
So if you know who Aunt Becky is from Full House, you know Lori Loughlin. Mm-hmm. And then Felicity Huffman, who was on Desperate Housewives for a very long time.
She's most famous for Desperate Housewives.
Oscar nominee, married to William H. Macy, who's won some Oscars and is on Shameless on Showtime. Well, Lori and Felicity got in some big trouble as a part of Operation Varsity Blues.
Which, P.S., shout out to the FBI for coming up with catchy names for their investigations.
Oh, yeah.
It's a massive nationwide college admissions scandal, the biggest one that the Justice Department's ever investigated.
Like 50 CEOs and very wealthy lawyers and business owners and... Wow. And Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman.
It was two SAT administrators, one exam proctor, 9 coaches at elite schools, 33 parents is what all was like. They got everyone in this.
And in all, they have so far accounted for $6.5 million.
Wow.
That were it was paid in bribes, basically to get rich kids into schools.
Right. This dude, William Singer, set up a fake charity that rich people would pay into. And in exchange, he would fraudulently get their kids into some of the top schools in the country, whether it be just straight up bribes or changing college entrance exams or even faking athletic credentials, which is the funniest part of it all.
Because there was this whole thing with Felicity Huffman's kid where
Lori Loughlin's kid.
Oh, with the fake
pictures. Twins.
Okay, that's right. Yeah. With the pictures where they were like photoshopping / posing for photos to put them on the rowing team. There were some water polo photos. There was like a back and forth with a graphic designer.
If you're going to do it, you got to go all out.
Okay, this is so silly. Because here's the thing. Rich people have been paying to get into college forever. Why do you think their names are on buildings?
Donations.
You make a big donation.
Right.
So there was my favorite tweet was I saw yesterday, and it was basically like, Felicity Huffman, I'd like my kid to go to school here, USC. Well, they don't have the grades. Felicity Huffman, how about I commit a crime? USC, you could make a donation. Felicity Huffman, no, I'd like to crime. I don't understand this. This is the silliest thing.
The guy, Singer, who's like the guy who kind of put this whole thing together, he was paid roughly $25 million by parents to
That's
help get
insane.
Their kids into school.
He's brilliant to get that much money out of people.
Now
he's not so much brilliant. Yeah.
Racketeering is a pretty big deal.
Right.
Felicity Huffman reportedly paid $15,000 for when her oldest daughter took the SATs for a proctor to secretly correct the answers afterwards.
400 points on the score. Yeah. Like, wow.
That's super funny.
So, they're in a lot of trouble.
William H. Macy has not been formally charged, but that's kind of a technicality. He's in all the phone records and clearly was kind of part of this. Felicity Huffman, and this is a little odd to me, was arrested yesterday at her home with guns drawn.
She's gonna go out guns a-blazing
and pay them to leave.
She
based
comes
on her crimes
with a shotgun and says, get off my lawn. That's not gonna happen, I don't think.
Right, but this whole thing is so silly. I mean, I don't think it's shocking again to anyone very rich parents pay to get their kids into better schools.
Some of them do,
but this is just silly, this right. whole thing. And yeah, so this is all over social media.
Yeah.
Lori Loughlin had to close her social media accounts because of all the Aunt Becky memes.
Nice.
There was an episode when the twins on Full House were going to preschool and Uncle Jesse lied to get them into a better preschool.
Oh,
and
nice.
Aunt Becky
I completely
was mad about
missed
it.
That one.
And so
My
there's
goodness.
Been a lot of retweeting of that. Also, in Parade magazine in January, William H. Macy talked about how stressful the whole college admissions process was.
I bet it was.
It is when you have to racketeer crimes and stuff.
Yep, you're just seconds away from this. From JP Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Oh, the fun of trying to get into college. All right, coming up, we'll get the nitty-gritty from Music City. Lauren has the latest from Nat.
Keeping you in the know from Music Row. It's the nitty-gritty from Music City on New Country, Kix 96.9.
The Academy of Country Music has launched a diversity task force that will, quote, examine barriers and biases affecting women and underrepresented groups in country music. So this is clearly a response to the bad press they've been getting for failing to have any female Entertainer of the Year nominees in the past 2 years and having no female winners of that award since Taylor Swift in 2011. Mm. The task force, excuse me, will offer recommendations about how to change things up in the Academy as well as the industry at large. They will be announcing more details on that later this month. Probably a good thing.
Yep.
Well, if you don't follow Kacey Musgraves on social media, you might want to, because she is very witty. Yesterday, for example, she posted a great response to a tweet she saw from rock legend David Crosby, as in Crosby, Stills, and Nash. He wrote, quote, "Have any of you heard of a girl named Kacey Musgraves in a song called Slow Burn?" David Crosby, Google it. Like, that, I hate when people do that, because that's so, like, I don't know who this person is. She's kind of a big deal now. Just, you have all of human information in your pocket.
Was he doing it like that, or was he trying to bring awareness of, hey, have you heard of this girl in Slow
Well,
Burn?
If that's what he was doing, he also spelled her name wrong.
Yeah, okay.
So if you're trying to bring awareness to someone.
Spell the name right?
Yes. He spelled Kacey with a C instead of a K. Instead of correcting him or making any kind of a deal out of it, Kacey Musgraves just simply retweeted and replied, "Doesn't ring a bell." Never heard of her.
That's funny.
Perfect. All right, I bet you already know the answer to this question. Whose opinion does Thomas Rhett always follow when he's trying to decide whether or not to record a song?
Lauren's.
That is me. He asks
no, not
me
yours.
100% of the time.
The other Lauren.
His wife, Lauren.
Yeah.
Not me. Quote, "She is the ultimate gauge. If she didn't like a song, that means 70% of the female population is not going to like it, which is a big percentage, so I'm always playing her the songs." He says Lauren goes by feeling when she hears a song, and that feeling always seems to be right. She says she can tell within 15 seconds if the song is worth his time.
They're adorable.
Yes, they are. This is the Nitty Gritty from Music City, brought to you by Discount City Beer and Wine. I'm Lauren Silverman for Kix 96.9.
Next with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
If you got a good thing, let us know. Facebook or Twitter, KX969. Another good thing is your chance to fly off to the ACMs in Vegas.
JP Lauren and Husker Nick in the morning are on
Kix 96.9.
All right, good things is where we share what you think are good. People doing good. If you got a good thing, let us know. Facebook or Twitter, KX969. Lauren, what would you like to give us today?
Okay, so I don't know if you remember this from 3 years ago, but I certainly did.
Okay.
There was a lady named Virginia McLaurin, and 3 years ago, she danced with the Obamas. She was 107 at the time.
Oh, I remember her, yeah.
Little tiny lady had grown up in the heavily segregated South. She was born in 1909 and had posted about how it was her dream to meet the first black president. She was invited to the White House, and then she danced with the Obamas.
Oh, that's cool.
Well, Virginia McLaurin turned 110 this week.
All right.
She is still doing awesome. And Michelle Obama posted that that it's still dancing at 110. Happy birthday, Virginia. Mm-hmm. And this year, she's gotten to do some big things on her birthday the last couple of years. This year, she would like to go to TGI Fridays with her family and then go to church.
Nice.
Good choices.
Got to know what you want to do.
TJ's is pretty solid.
2 years ago, she got to celebrate with the Harlem Globetrotters.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's cool.
She's the coolest lady. So happy birthday to Virginia McLaurin, and I hope she is dancing for many more.
Very good. That's going to make your good thing.
All right, so my good thing is the lead singer for Imagine Dragons. His name's Dan Reynolds, and it's not just because my son, and like you said, Lauren, I think every kid on the planet loves Imagine Dragons.
Kids love that band.
Oh, my God. Carter knows like every one of their songs and just rocks out to them. He's got a whole Fortnite dance routine he does to the Imagine Dragons songs. But the reason I'm bringing him up, there was a great article put out in Men's Health Magazine and a video about Dan and how he has autoimmune disease, which for those who don't know, there's like 1,000 different types of autoimmune disease. Mm-hmm. Actually, it's like 80 something, but there's a lot of different types of autoimmune diseases. It could be as simple as you lose skin tone, like pigment in your skin, or it could be in his case where he gets inflammation in his spine, and there's some days he said it hurts him to get out of bed.
Sure.
And he had to cancel concerts because he was having a hard time just being up on stage.
Right.
So what he did was he totally switched up his eating routine, started getting heavy into working out and whatnot, and his back feels a lot better. He's feeling a lot better. He's in phenomenal shape. And by the way, he gets criticized for being shirtless all the time. He puts in like 3.5 hours of work every day. I would do the same thing. Like, dude, this is the whole reason I'm here, and my back doesn't hurt. And I can tell you, I don't talk about it a lot, but as a guy who also has autoimmune disease, and mine affects all my joints and my muscles, actually. So there are some days, like he said, dude, I walk down the hallway and it freaking hurts to move.
Right.
It sucks. And it's just neat because I see these videos and it's one of those inspirational things that, you know, hopefully helps a lot of people as they move forward. And maybe someday I'll get my act together and I can do the same thing for people and maybe start making myself feel a little better.
So, there you go.
So that's pretty cool.
That's a very good thing. My good thing is going to be the Huskers winning today. I have a feeling.
All right.
And I put it out there. I want to put out all the good vibes. They're at the Big Ten tournament in Chicago.
They have 6 scholarship players active.
You know what? Hoosiers was an amazing story.
You're just like, Miles actually said, let's go make a movie.
Right? Let's do it.
Man, I wish him luck.
I am as positive as can be that this team has what it takes to beat Rutgers today at 5:30. So be looking for the game. It'll be on BTN, and it's the first game of the Big Ten tournament. So if they win, they go on and play Maryland in the next day. So,
and if any news, keeping the positivity up, if any news whatsoever around the team breaks over the next
few anything.
Days.
We don't know what.
Could be anything. Maybe an extension for Miles. We'll have that over on ESPN. I'll take care of you.
Okay.
Maybe they get snazzy new uniforms.
They do, like every game.
Stay put. Here's what's next with the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
Thanks for keeping the positivity, guys. I appreciate it.
Yeah, could be anything.
Free hats for everyone.
Yeah, and they get the steak and shake now at the union. So
there you go. See, it could be a steak.
Nothing gonna stop us now.
Good morning! JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick are on
Kix 96.9.
Before we go any further, who's in the Millionaires Club for this hour?
Caleb, Wade, Paula, Bonnie, Steve, and Karen.
Okay, we'll have another ticket coming up in the 7 o'clock hour and 8 o'clock hour for you to join us in the Nebraska Lottery Powerball jackpot. We'll go out and buy the tickets, and hopefully we'll win the $448 million and give you a chance as well with these tickets of tunes to go out to the Bellagio and spend some time out there.
Mm-hmm.
But first,
I have a bone to pick with you.
Uh-oh.
Ben learned a little trick. Saran wrap on the toilet seat so the pee goes everywhere. You know I hate practical jokes. They're mean and they're stupid, and I don't want my son learning them.
Oh, come on. Saran wrap on the toilet seat. You don't think that's just a little funny?
Yep.
I was barefoot.
Oh.
Not funny when you're barefoot.
No.
So an ultimate prank, and it's getting closer to April Fool's Day, so if you're thinking about a long con, you've got to plan ahead.
Well, and some things just take some preparation.
Right. Mm-hmm. An ultimate prank happened in Jersey when a 61-year-old guy named Chris Ferry got a text message the other day from someone wishing him a happy birthday, and he didn't recognize the number. So he texted back, and they said they got a phone number, his, off a billboard.
Mm-hmm.
It turns out his two sons secretly bought ad space on a billboard in Atlantic City. They put a photo of him on it, along with his number, and the message that says, wish my dad happy birthday, love your sons.
And his phone number, giant, on the billboard.
That's outstanding.
So, one of those, like, it's they're just wishing their dad happy birthday.
Right.
And also, if you can't use your phone for the next month, well, you know, that's an unfortunate side effect. We actually tried to call it yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday.
But it now just goes directly to this phone, this mailbox is full.
Check. Yeah. I didn't check after I texted him
happy birthday. We did also try to text this guy's dad happy birthday, too,
very
yesterday.
Nice. It says delivered, but nothing.
Yeah,
that,
I'm sure so. He's not reading them.
He's not telling people. Well, gosh, why he can't even say thanks?
Yeah.
Right.
Jeez.
Rude.
Thank you, good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that was a pretty awesome prank.
Yeah, I mean, I like these that are kind of nice, but also just yesterday my friend posted it was his husband's birthday, who has a well-documented hate of reality TV. Oh, just okay. Like it's part of his personality how much he hates reality TV. So he made it so his husband couldn't see it, and he was like, so it's Matt's birthday, could everyone please send him all of your favorite reality TV memes via every way you can, Messenger, Instagram, direct message, Twitter, email, just text them to him. So I'm sure he had a wonderful day with all of his favorite housewives.
That's a fantastic prank.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought for fun, because you're getting closer to April Fool's, if you would like to share a prank that you've pulled, we've got something for you.
Don't miss this. That's what happens next. Next on the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Morning Show.
466-9696 or Facebook or Twitter. The best prank you've pulled or was pulled on you.
Mm-hmm.
You can share with us.
This one I want to try.
Okay.
Using Rain-X, the stuff you put on windshields, to write on people's mirrors so right. That when they take showers, scary things appear.
Nice.
That's a great idea.
Right?
So 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter. Share your pranking stories and we'll hook you up with Shrine Circus family 4 packs of tickets.
KZKX, Seward Lincoln. I got
my hands up. Good morning.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Kix 96.9.
The best prank you ever pulled or had pulled on you. 466-9696 or Facebook or Twitter. We've got a really good one coming up from the phones. You can also share them on Facebook or Twitter at KX969.
I've got two that are related that both involve high school and cars. When I was in high school, I got a key to my friend's car. So every now and then, I would break in and rearrange his CDs, put more garbage in. One time, I cleaned it, just random harmless things. We stopped hanging out after high school, but I would still stop by and rearrange his car for 3 years.
That's
and then the
brilliant.
Related one, this person had a friend's brother make a copy of the car key.
Right.
So every day for 3 weeks, he would move his car during school just to another part of the parking lot.
Oh,
so
no.
He could never find it.
I love that.
I'm sure he thought he was losing his mind.
Probably.
That's
all right, so
awesome.
466-9696, your pranks. And Facebook and Twitter as well, KX969. Here's Florida Georgia Line. Florida Georgia Line, meant to be 12 in a row, Kix 96.9. The best prank you ever pulled, 466-9696. Hi, Kix, hold on really quick. You'll be next. We'll keep getting your phone calls and your tweets and Facebook posts about the best prank you ever pulled.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Kix.
Oh, in my mom's car. So every time she would press the brake, the horn would go off.
And the gas, too, which seems like a dangerous...
No kidding!
...dangerous prank to pull on somebody.
Mm-hmm.
She was probably seeing red for a while. 466-9696 or Facebook or Twitter. The best prank you ever pulled or was pulled on you. A reversal of a prank from Dawn coming up. But first, Dustin Lynch. See it red after a prank, or maybe you're just laughing because you're the one who pulled the prank. You can let us know on Facebook or Twitter as well, KX969.
Tara says, when we were kids, I took the ice cream out of an ice cream sandwich, replaced it with mayonnaise, froze it, and gave it to my brother. It was awesome. that's horrendous.
Really gross. We'll get more of yours, 466-9696. Facebook or Twitter as well, KX969. With your chance to win your way to the Shrine Circus. And a family 4-pack as we get ready. For all the pranks. That's Thomas Rhett. It's Kix.
Live on your radio, it's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Pulling all the pranks as April Fool's is around the corner, and I'm really hoping that once again I'll get an opportunity at Coryell, because anytime she leaves her Facebook open in the studio, the best one had to have been the sonogram.
You went all in that time.
Well, there's that, and it's ... and just a sonogram, and there were thousands of responses. Because she works at night, And so she sleeps most of the morning, and it was almost 11 o'clock before
she woke up and checked her Facebook.
She's like, oh my God.
That's so
and that
funny.
Prank went pretty well. Mm-hmm. Your ultimate prank, the best one you've ever pulled or had pulled on you, you can let us know as well. Facebook or Twitter, KX969. Got any more over there?
I like this one. Tim says, I once wrapped a rubber band around the sprayer thing attached to the kitchen sink so it would spray the next person who went to turn the water on. I forgot about it. It was me. I self-pranked.
Oops. Whoopsie.
Hi, Kix.
Hi. Yeah, I was going to share my prank with you guys.
Please do.
One time, I left for my job. I was going to give a presentation at a client, and I left, and I did the presentation, and I came back, and I got in the car, and I checked my email, and I got this email from my boss saying, I'm so sorry that you quit your job. Is there anything we can do to let you stay or to help you, you know, with your job? Like, can you go PRN or whatnot? And I was like, what? And I scrolled down, and there's this email my coworker had gotten on my computer when I was gone, because I left it open, and she had emailed my boss telling her that I was leaving. So I had to go back to work and explain to her that I wasn't quitting.
That's a pretty extreme prank.
Yeah, it was. It was pretty bad.
And luckily enough, she still has her job.
Tammy says, in college, my roommates and I were friends with the girls across the hall, and we had a prank war. One night, we printed out a picture of the girl from The Exorcist and taped it to the outside of their window.
Oh, God.
We ran back to our room and waited. We heard the scream through three sets of steel doors and our music.
Yeah.
5 seconds later, there was a knock at the door and one of the girls crying and telling us we were such assholes.
Wow, that's terrible. Hi, Kix.
I was working with a coworker and building a house, and she had her dad call me and pretend he was the builder and that they were going to be super delayed. And it was like all hinging on when the house was going to be done, when we were moving out of our other house. And so she was listening to her dad talk to me on the phone.
Wow.
And I was like trying to keep my cool because I knew he was building my house and I didn't want him to mess it up, but I was also super angry. So I was like just really focused on him. And she was like, what's going on? You know, trying to get information from me in the background. And finally she's like, tell my dad hi. And I'm like, shut up. I am trying to focus on this. And she's like, I know, but tell my dad hi. And I'm like, what? And
then I don't have time for this right now.
God, I hate you. Like,
that's
so
funny.
That's a pretty good one.
One time, I unscrewed the shower head and put beef stock cubes inside before my roommate got in the shower.
Wow.
That's a fantastic prank.
That's a great prank.
That would be so confusing and so gross,
right?
If you were suddenly showering in beef broth.
Your just eyes are closed and you're like, I'm kind of hungry all of a sudden.
This smells and tastes wonderful.
Do I smell like a roast?
Hi, Kix.
Okay, the coolest prank I ever pulled.
Yep.
Okay, I used to work at a large retail establishment in Lincoln years ago.
Okay.
And we were always pulling on pranks on each other. It was just this endless thing. So we decided one day we were going to go out. We had a coworker that had like a $250 car.
Okay.
And we wrapped the whole damn thing in shrink wrap. Like, this is the funniest thing ever. Like, it looked like this big ball of plastic when we were done.
That is
awesome. You remember Shrinky Dinks from when you were a kid?
Yes.
You eat them and they shrink?
Yes.
Do you understand that that's what shrink wrap does? Do you understand the tensile strength of that much shrink wrap?
Oh, no.
Did you ruin
in
his car?
In July in Lincoln.
In the heat? Oh, wow.
It shrank. It crinkled the guy's whole car. It buckled the whole thing. When he cut it open, his windows were all busted out.
Oh,
oh
wow.
My gosh.
That's like the worst prank ever. They had to come up with $250 to
help him
pay the guy
his
back.
Car.
That's wild. All right. Well, if you got a good prank, you can let us know. Facebook or Twitter, KX969. That way you can plan the long con that is the next couple weeks before April Fool's Day.
Hold on. This is what's next with JP Lauren and Husker Nick on KX96.9.
We do our best to help out married couples with couples therapy. Mark and Mindy, they're up next, and they need your help in minutes.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. The Kix Morning Show is on now. Relationships are challenging.
Couples costumes. Whenever that happens, that means manhood has left the building.
And occasionally, couples need professional help.
Oh, wait, I had their own lipstick.
Oh, that's it. I've had it.
Just 1 minute.
Nothing takes a minute with you.
But when getting by on the cheap is the plan of action, there's couples therapy with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Every Wednesday at this time. Tomorrow, by the way, date them or dump them, brought to you by Hertz Donut. But today we are going to try to help out Mark and Mindy. And if you need our help with any relationship issues, we're here for you on Wednesdays.
We got you back.
We bring in Mark first, as there's an issue between him and his wife, Mindy. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
What's up, buddy? How's it going?
It's going good, other than the fact that my wife does not appreciate my fondness for rap music.
Okay.
All right.
So what's going on?
How does that lack of fondness manifest itself?
That's funny.
Well, I listen to it in the car. I listen to it at home. It's on my phone. I mean, I'm just a big fan of hip-hop. I love hip-hop. Yeah. I love new hip-hop, old hip-hop. And we have two kids, 6 and 2. And sometimes words are said, and, you know, I don't think the kids quite understand what those words are or mean.
6-year-old?
And, you know, I kind of switch down whenever it happens, so they don't really hear it. And she's just disgusted by it and thinks I should listen to more of what you guys play. No offense, not a fan of it myself. I'm just more into hip-hop.
And no offense.
You know, it's an issue with us. It's a pretty big issue, and I don't plan on stop listening to rap music. I like it, and I grew up on it and still listen to it today. Old artists, new artists, and she just hates rap, so it's a sticking point for us.
I will admit, since we've had our two children myself, the first time I heard Carter start rapping along with so I was like, oh boy, hold on, we don't say those words. No, you know, like I hardly ever get, like, I hardly listen to rap at all unless I'm in the gym anymore.
You can also do what I do when I realize, because there's been several times I've wanted to show my kids the some of the movies I liked when I was younger, and all of a sudden I realize something really dirty is coming up or there's a really bad word, so you just talk loud all of a sudden.
Like, hey, you're telling about how they watch Spaceballs, and I'm thinking about when they're combing the desert, and the last guy, what he says is like, that was funny. Yeah, I'm gonna cover over that.
Okay, so what people are going to say is the simple answer here is, why don't you just not listen to it when they're around? Listen to it by yourself.
Well, I mean, it's for me. I listen to it when I'm cleaning the house. I'm mowing the yard. We have friends over. I mean, it's part of my lifestyle. I mean, it's not all day long. But
sure.
I'd like to introduce you to a product called earbuds.
You just walk around with earbuds in all.
Well, if you're cleaning or mowing or something.
Well, let's bring Mindy on with us.
I grew up listening to it. I heard everything from, you know, NWA to Eazy-E to, you know, 2 Live Crew. I mean, the worst, raunchiest stuff, I'm fine. I mean, I think, you know, I don't want to completely
self-medicate.
I mean, we don't live that lifestyle. I just like the music.
I'm not going to lie to you. The first time I realized that, oh, no, my son's listening to this, is I was listening to Too Short. And I was like, that's some dirty stuff right there. So I understand.
That doesn't sound
I
good.
Totally understand where you're coming from.
All right, let's bring Mindy in. Good morning, Mindy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We appreciate the fact that you listen to our station.
Yeah,
thank you.
So far, you've got my vote.
I haven't even heard
your argument.
We'll get your argument. What's your take on this, Mindy?
I mean, I'm not asking him to not listen to rap music ever in his life. I am only asking him to not listen to rap music around our kids. You know, when we're in the car, there are 1,000 other stations and other things that he can listen to with them that aren't necessarily, like, raspy kids' music, but it also doesn't have to be this, you know, dirty lyrics that he's having them listen to. So, I mean, I don't know. That's the only thing that I'm asking. I mean, I want him to listen to KZKX. The kids love it. I love it. Like, there's no reason that the kids have to be listening to this. Like,
flattery will get
you
everywhere.
Yeah, no joke. I mean, there's definitely concert tickets coming or something.
To each other,
right?
You know, in front of the kids. So why would we be okay with them listening to it? Okay. Even if, like, obviously, yes, like you said, a lot of the time it does go over their heads. But the 6-year-old definitely is listening to things better. She's singing back to things, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, 6-year-olds learn lyrics quickly.
What was the what was the song, Lauren?
Up on everything.
What was the song? Damn it! Oh, Ariana Grande, that wobbling side to side song.
I 100% thought that was about dancing.
You were telling me how you're like, yeah, my kids just love singing it. I'm like, you know what that's about, right?
I did not.
Like, she's dancing. Waking up after wrestling and can hardly walk. That whole song is about not being able to walk the next morning after wrestling.
That's not dancing.
Like, I don't need my 6-year old singing that. Yeah, no.
Or the what is it? The tricycle one.
That, I get it. There's a lot of them.
Yeah.
Have you guys? Hey,
really
real quick.
It feels like this is a simple. Just don't listen when the kids are around.
Yeah, but okay, so, all right, I would love to do that. I do that, actually.
Yeah.
That means I never listen, unless I'm at the gym, that's about it. Because I'm always trucking the kids around. I don't know how much he's around his kids, but, like, I'm trucking the kids around all over the place. I got him in the afternoon. Jess is always working out till 7:30, so it's just me and the kids all evening.
I mean, like, you drive to work in the morning, you drive to get them, you go to the gym.
Yeah,
you've
got, that's not enough
if
time
you're clean,
to listen
if
to my
you said cleaning and yard work, put earbuds in.
Okay. Well,
you can't hear your kids when they're dying because they fell into something.
Before
I don't know.
We get to the possible solution.
I'm on team her. I'm on her team.
With the JP Lauren and Husker Nick
Mindy?
Show on Kix 96.9.
Yeah. So Husker Nick is team Mindy.
Yeah. Just listen to our station. Or there's a great ESPN show that comes on from 9 to 11 every day that I host.
Way to push your show.
Yeah, right, that'd be the other one.
466-9696. We want you to pick a side. It's really easy to just say, don't listen to it. We want you to pick a side. So 466-9696, are you team Mindy or are you team Mark? We'll get your calls next.
In the morning.
Makes me laugh.
It's never boring.
A little bit of music and a lot of funny talking.
It's JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. Kix 96.9.
All right, it's time to get your take. You are the ones deciding the fate between Mark and Mindy.
I have, like, the tweet of all tweets, in my opinion, that will explain almost all parents everywhere. You ready?
Mark is a big fan of rap music. His wife, Mindy, doesn't want his kids listening to rap because it's terrible. Yeah, even the radio edits. What do you got, Nick?
Fresh 402. Mm-hmm. This is perfect. He said, I'm team Mindy, but I'm all, and he goes, I always have my kids in the car. But when I'm alone, it's max volume F-word, sex lyric there and here, S-word everywhere, kids around, it's Baby Shark on max volume.
Brianna says, sometimes I have to talk over your show, you guys, so my 8-year-old doesn't hear some of the datum or dumbums. Team mom.
I'll apologize ahead of time for Lauren. Fact. I don't know if she just says stuff.
What side are you on? Good morning.
I would have to say I'm on the husband's side because... I mean, I understand they're only 6 years old, and like he said, some of it's going to go over their head. But get them used to seeing and hearing things that they shouldn't repeat now and teaching them that, and then you won't have to worry about it later, and they can make their own decisions.
Oh, okay.
Kids are too sheltered anymore.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what I did with my kids. I was like, that you have not earned those words. And so more often than not, they know not to curse.
Yeah,
now that they're teenagers, you know, they've kind of earned their words, but still. So that's a good point.
Exactly.
There you go.
That feels like so much work.
Oh, parenting is hard.
No, but I mean to constantly, like, don't say that one. That one, too.
That's
no,
not your
you
word.
Can't
how
say
am
that
I supposed
one.
To be,
how, is, like...
how am I supposed to be rapping NWA and at the same time having to tell my kid half of the lyrics they can't say?
Exactly.
That would mess my flow up.
466-9696. What side are you on? Team Mark or Team Mindy? And you can let us know as well. Facebook or Twitter, KX969. Now it's Luke Combs, JP, Lauren, Husker Nick. It's Kix.
Live, local, and laughing. Now it's JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9. Relationships are challenging.
Couples costumes. Whenever that happens, that means manhood has left the building.
And occasionally, couples need professional help.
Oh, wait, I had their own lipstick.
That's it. I've had it.
It's 1 minute.
Nothing takes a minute with you.
But when getting by on the cheap is the plan of action, there's couples therapy with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
And that's what we do is help you stay cheap and not have to go to an actual therapist, and we appreciate you being a part of the show. If you need our help with couples therapy, just direct message us with the title Couples Therapy at Facebook or Twitter at KX969. And we'll do like we're doing for Mindy and Mark right now. Mindy wants Mark to stop listening to rap music around the kids because it's terrible. Even the radio edits are bad. Mark is a big fan. It's his music. It's his life. He's listened to this music forever from the beginning all the way to an NWA to current stuff. And so he doesn't want to change that. And so we want to get your thoughts on it on Facebook or Twitter as well at KX969.
Well, Randy on Twitter, definitely on Mindy's side, he says, it's dumb he won't stop listening to it around the kids. Come on, man, really? That's just being stubborn to prove a point.
Hi, Kix.
I mean, sometimes.
Yeah. Hi, Kix.
A little bit of country, a little bit of rock and roll, and a lot of rap from my mom.
Oh, you did.
The only cuss word we were ever allowed to say was ass in courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue by Toby Keith. And that's it when we were kids. But otherwise, we knew you could listen to the swear words, but you could never say them.
You learn the proper way.
That's funny.
So there you go. There's one opinion on
that. I've heard my son, was it Blake Shelton, where it's boys around here don't take no lip in the song when the unedited version.
Oh, you must be. Are you playing the unedited version at home?
No, we play lip, but he's heard the other version.
He's heard the
I'll hear him like
version.
Under his breath, just, you know, like I'll look back and he looks at me like,
what?
He's rebelling.
Yeah.
Come on,
6 year old.
The special
Jeez.
Version of it.
Right, so, Allie has a good point.
Okay.
Don't forget, your kid's going to be the one who's going to teach it to all the other kids at school. You get to be that parent.
Oh, that's a good point,
Where'd
Mark.
You learn that?
Yeah. Cardi B, what?
So that your kid's going to be the thug on the playground at recess.
Well, mine kind of already is. So all right. He doesn't listen to rap.
Well, according to the callers, a lot of people are on Team Mark, but on Facebook and Twitter, it's mostly Mindy.
Yeah, Facebook right now, it is 77% in favor of Team Mindy. Go. And on Twitter, it is 79% in favor of Team Mindy.
All right. So, Mindy, you're winning right now. Mark, what are your thoughts?
You know, I'm certainly willing to compromise a little bit. I mean, maybe if you guys could throw a couple concert tickets in, I might.
You hate country music.
Yeah, he's trying to butter his wife up. I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm still going to listen to rap. I mean, I do understand and respect the fact that I need to do it a little bit less around, you know, my kids. And I know there's certain songs that are worse than others, but
curate a playlist.
Should we? We just need to introduce him to Sam Hunt's first album.
Oh, and the Montevallo album.
Yeah, and he can get like the country talk rap stuff that he does. No problem. Florida Georgia Line. He could get some of their old stuff.
There you go. Introduce him to some of those.
Nelly did a deal with him. You guys can listen to that. There's stuff there.
There's a bunch of different opportunities there.
Yeah, we got that.
All right, well, Mark.
Maybe.
There you go. And there's always Kids Bop, which I have.
It's awesome.
When we get back, I want to talk about some of the best ever edits for Kids Bop because they're so funny.
We'll get some of those coming up. Well, Mark, thanks for reaching out to us. Hopefully, you and Mindy. And Mindy, thank you for being a part of the show and kind of figure this out and parent and still be able to enjoy your music. All right?
That's right. Nanu, nanu.
Oh, you guys are awesome. Thank you for the help.
You bet.
You guys.
Thank you.
More? Yep. You're just seconds away from this. From JP Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
So again, if you need our help, a couple therapy, just direct messages, Facebook and Twitter, and the worst Kids Bop lyrics ever.
I love
maybe the greatest
Kids Bop edits because some of them just make zero sense.
Okay, we'll get that coming.
Get up and get at it, Lincoln. It's the Kix Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Then the leopard make girl standing next to me. Probably should have watched this. Smells like my baseball cleats.
That's actually not the original lyric. It was. But that's Kid Bop doing Macklemore and Ryan Lewis's Thrift Shop. The original lyric was, probably should have watched this. It smells like R. Kelly's sheets.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Like,
changed it to, I probably should have washed this. It smells like my baseball cleats.
Yeah. Kids Bop has some hilarious. Like I said, they've ventured into some of the songs that, I mean, like top to bottom, dirty songs. And the stuff they change it to is hilarious.
Although some of them are, they're so picky about weird things. Like it feels so right to do wrong. They change to it feels so right to do what's right. It's cute. Ed Sheeran sang the original lyric.
You want it?
Oh, okay, you got it? Okay.
Yeah,
I told him my name and said it's So the original lyric is, I told her my name, said it's nice to meet ya, then she handed me a bottle of water with tequila. I told her my name and said it's nice to meet ya. She handed me a bottle of water, said nice to meet ya. Only sort of makes sense. This one makes even less sense.
Okay.
Lord Royals, that song.
Oh, yeah.
the original lyric, but every song is like gold teeth, gray goose tripping in the bathroom. Kids Bop. But every song is like gold teeth, gold goose singing in a bathroom. What?
What does that mean?
I mean, why not?
What does gold goose even mean?
You know.
Party like a rock star. On the yacht with Marilyn Manson with a skull belt and wallet chain. Kids Bop. On the yacht, yeah, we relaxin' with a cool belt and wallet chain.
You don't want the kids Googling Marilyn Manson?
I guess. Maybe. I guess that's what the issue is there.
That's pretty funny.
Another good one. Oh, yeah, you got the R. Kelly's sheets. Let's not say that again.
We'll get there.
This one's one of my favorites. Icona Pops, I love it. The lyric is, I crashed my car into a bridge. I watched, I let it burn.
Uh-huh.
They sing, you drove your car across the bridge. I watched, you let it turn.
Yes.
Somebody wrote a whole song about going right.
Well, I guess they're coming here to the Pinewood.
There's Katy Perry, Hot and Cold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The original lyric, and I have to really edit this.
Yeah.
Okay. It's, yeah, you PMS like a bee. Uh-huh. I would know. We fight, we make up. Kids Bop says, yeah, you change your mind. I would know. We hug and make up. That's so funny.
Megan Trainor's all about that bass. The original, yeah, my mama told me don't worry about your size. She says, boys, they like a little more booty to hold at night. Kids Bop, yeah, my mommy told me don't worry about your size. She says, don't let it keep you home in your room at night.
Well, if you're looking to watch and hear some of that awesomeness, you can see it at the Pinewood Bowl coming up June 16th.
I'm taking my son for sure. I am. I'm going to do it.
Love that music.
It's hilarious.
Well, the best part about like a Kids Bop tour, they could sub in literally any child.
Oh,
and who would know the difference? Right. It's not like there's some famous Kids Bop front man.
Right.
This is nothing but a cat, like a moneymaker,
like
right?
Donnie Wahlberg isn't there, but you can replace him with somebody else. You'd notice it, but Kids Bop, not so much.
Here's the deal.
Any 11-year-old that can sing.
Right.
Watching little kids do Fortnite dances is hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be funny. An entire crowd of it. It'll be funny.
Okay.
I wonder if they'll do this one. Macklemore, Can't Hold Us. Original, that's what you get when Wu-Tang raised you. They sing, but that's what you get when Kids Bop raised you.
Next with the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
How about we get you in the Millionaires Club? That's what's next.
Yay, let's do that.
We'll do that, and we'll also get you a chance to fly off to Vegas with our ACM flyaway. But first, Millionaires Club, and looking at $448 million. So 466-9696. We need your first and last name, your lucky number, and your phone number, because not only will you be on the ticket for the millions that we're going to go buy the lottery tickets for, but we'll also give you these Ticket to Tunes 2x2 cards. You have your chance to win a 4-night stay at the Bellagio in Las Vegas. So if you get in on the ticket, you come on by, grab your tickets for 2x2, Tickets to Tunes, and we get the hookup for you and Millionaires Club right now.
It's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Are you stupid or something?
Stupid is what stupid does, sir.
Aw, Aunt Becky. What are you doing?
This is the most ridiculous story.
And it's the most talked about story today for certain, because it started yesterday afternoon where Lori Loughlin, who played Aunt Becky on Full House, is married to Massimo, the guy who owns the Massimo clothing or whatever.
Oh, I just heard design. I didn't put that together.
Yeah.
Massimo.
Very
Massimo.
Rich fashion designer. Man. But okay.
She is like the 90s incarnate.
Right?
With being forever married to that guy, because like that is what everybody wore back then.
It's a really good Massimo point.
It's a very good point.
Like she
wow
is the 90s.
So she, along with Felicity Huffman, Oscar-nominated and star of Desperate Housewives back in the day.
And a couple of dozen other super rich people, right, business owners.
Her husband, William H. Macy, is kind of linked into this, too, which he's an Oscar-winning actor and on Shameless and whatever else. So they're all... they have all been busted in a massive nationwide college admissions scandal, the biggest one our Justice Department's ever investigated. They're calling it Operation Varsity Blues.
Which, way to go, FBI, on being catchy with your operation names.
And so here's what's happening in a nutshell. There's a dude named William Singer who set up a fake charity that rich people could pay into. And in exchange, he would fraudulently get their kids into some of the top schools in the country.
Like falsified documents.
Yeah.
There were truly... Yeah. Pay people to fix their test scores. There were these back and forths with graphic designers as they were putting these kids in fake photos of them playing sports.
Well, because, okay, so like with Yale, for example, Yale's on this list.
Okay.
So a lot of these kids didn't have any of the grades to even be allowed into Yale, sure. But they're lax for athletes at Yale.
Okay.
So like so they drop their... all the scores way down so Yale okay. can have whatever.
Wow.
They can have athletes.
So they
go
turn
there.
The kids into fake athletes.
Yeah.
This, I mean, it's
that's crazy.
All those hours of fake work they put in, though, Lauren. Right? Like you gotta, you know, let them like, go to a school.
So all
they
these
deserve.
Parents paid between thousands and millions of dollars to get their kids into Georgetown, UCLA, USC, Stanford, Wake Forest, Yale, some others.
The Texas at one.
Like, yeah, University of Texas, like I don't know, UCSD. Is it that hard to get into University of San Diego? But,
for some people, it
I
is.
Guess,
I mean,
wow.
You know,
you.
But like, really, Mom, if you're gonna pay $500,000. For me to go to a school, let's do Harvard.
There's a, right, exactly.
Like, let's a, shoot higher if we're faking
a,
it.
There's a few players on the Nebraska football team that barely got their test scores enough to be able to get here. So yeah, there's schools you can't get
it
to.
It happens.
But here's the thing. I guess, is anybody really shocked by this?
Well, I'm shocked
that
by Lori
super
Loughlin.
Super rich people
like, well, yeah.
bribe to get their kids into good schools. Now, yeah. normally it's done above board-ish with donations.
Yeah, and then they fake change their stuff.
Which, or not, because I mean, private universities, I see, it's super clear to me where this is 100% illegal with public universities,
yeah.
but with private universities, they can let in whoever they want for whatever reason, basically.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because they're private corporations. But this, my favorite tweet was the one where it said, Felicity Huffman talking to USC, and Felicity Huffman says, I'd like my kids to go here. And USC says, well, they don't have good enough grades. Would you like to make a donation? And she says, no, I'd like to commit a crime. USC, you could just make a donation. Felicity Huffman, no, thank you. I'd like to crime, please.
$15,000 to help her eldest daughter with her SAT scores. The proctor secretly corrected her wrong answers and gave her 400 more points than she had.
One kid didn't have the grades to get into Yale. So their parents paid $400,000
wow.
to the Yale soccer coach
oh, no.
to pretend like she plays soccer
right.
on the girls' team uh-huh. and that she's part of the team and should be in Yale. That's insane.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. It shows you how much weight is put on these top tier, the names of these schools.
Right.
Which, one of my favorite things I saw yesterday, there was a retweet about how majority of people in this poll put Princeton Law in the top 10 places to go to law school. Princeton hasn't had a law school since 1852.
That's awesome. The Georgetown tennis coach
okay.
alone
okay.
received between 2012 and 2018, the tennis coach at Georgetown, received $2.7 million.
Oh, wow. The
what?
Tennis coach?
To pretend like people were on the tennis team.
Oh, my God.
So they could get into Georgetown.
Oh, my God. It's almost like rich people have greater access to things in life.
Maybe.
I mean, and that's God. When you take out all the other stuff that only money can buy, like test prep.
Oh, yeah.
Or these trips or these camps or the, you know what I mean? All
right.
these things that are like totally legal and above board. All of that access that only your money can buy you and all the other kids don't get isn't good enough, just don't do anything and pay it again and it's fine.
Oh, man. So this will continue to go on, and I'm sure it'll be talked about by a lot of people for a while now.
Wow. Felicity Huffman was taken in by the FBI at gunpoint.
Like, okay.
Was she afraid they were going to come out? She was going to come out and throw money at them to leave?
Right.
Here's half $1 million. Go away.
Maybe.
What gets you going in the morning is country music.
It's food for the day.
Gets me going in the morning.
Nothing gets me going.
Mornings with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. Kick.